The Senate today easily passed the Defense of Marriage Act, a bill defining marriage as the legal union between one man and one woman. The bill would allow states not to recognize same-sex marriages, even if at some point they're sanctioned by another state. As the Senate voted, a trial began in a Hawaii courtroom that could lead that state to become the first to recognize same-sex unions. From the Capitol, NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Although the debate was passionate, the outcome of today's vote was never in doubt. With the president on board and ready to sign it, and elections nearing, Democratic critics of the bill knew they were on dangerous ground if they voted no. One who took the risk was Virginia Democrat Chuck Robb. He said many people had urged him to sit this one out, but he thinks the bill is fundamentally wrong.
We find ourselves again at the intersection of morality and government, a place where some of our most divisive and complicated social issues have torn at us throughout our history as a nation.
True to Robb's prediction, the issue divided Democrats. Citing ancient Greek and Roman history, West Virginia's Robert Byrd suggested that the prospect of state-sanctioned same-sex marriage is a sign of a declining civilization.
I never envisioned that I would see a measure such as the Defense of Marriage Act. It is incomprehensible to me that federal legislation would be needed to provide a definition of two terms that for thousands of years have been perfectly clear and unquestioned.
One of those terms is marriage, the union of one man and one woman. The other is spouse, a husband or wife of the opposite sex. The bill does not outlaw same-sex marriages, but if one state, such as Hawaii, does eventually sanction such a union, the bill makes clear that the constitutional guarantee that a legal marriage in one state be recognized in all others will not apply to same-sex unions. Some critics say the bill is unconstitutional, but the Justice Department believes it will pass constitutional muster. Some opponents compared the Defense of Marriage Act to racism. Senator Ted Kennedy scheduled, then canceled an appearance with Rosa Parks. Senator Carol Mosley Braun argued that as recently as 16 years ago, some states still outlawed marriage between races.
I had the occasion to have a relative in my family who was married to a person who was not African American, who was white, and their marriage was illegal in half the states of this country. It didn't make any sense to me then. The Supreme Court subsequently acted, and here we are faced with the exact same arguments, the very same arguments, being made against domestic relations of another order.
Supporters of the bill disputed the comparison and said their aim was to protect states' rights, not to attack gays and lesbians. Majority Leader Trent Lott.
This is not prejudice legislation. It's not mean-spirited or exclusionary. It is a preemptive measure to make sure that a handful of judges in a single state cannot impose an agenda upon the entire nation.
Noting that the Hawaii case probably won't be final for another 2 years, California Democrat Barbara Boxer called it a preemptive strike against a non-existent target, as if we'd bombed a country because we thought it might do something hostile. The bill, which Senator Kennedy called GOP gay bashing, passed on a bipartisan 85-14 vote. Kennedy came closer on a second bill to bar discrimination in the workplace against gays and lesbians. That failed on a vote of 49-50. It would have been a symbolic victory anyway, since unlike the Defense of Marriage Act, the anti-discrimination bill has not passed the House, and it's given virtually no chance there this year. I'm Peter Kenyon at the Capitol.